A U.S. congressional committee has launched an investigation into Donald Trump's administration's plan to transfer sensitive nuclear power technology to Saudi Arabia, despite objections from the national security officials. The U.S. Oversight Committee said a report that several top Trump appointees, including his son-in-law, promoted the idea while having strong private commercial interests. The report noted that an inquiry is particularly critical because the administration's efforts on the subject appear to be ongoing. The committee warned that the move is a potential violation of law. Well, the White House has made no comments so far, but the president's intention to give Riyadh access to U.S. nuclear technology is no secret. Last week, Trump met with nuclear power developers to discuss building plants in Saudi Arabia. For more on that, we're joined by Mr. E. Michael Jones, editor of the Culture Wars Online magazine. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us once again on Press TV's World News. Now, this was quite an interesting development, Mr. Jones. What was your reaction when you first heard of Saudi Arabia now being allowed to have access to nuclear technology, U.S. nuclear technology?
The first thing that crossed my mind was Jared Kushner. This sounds like the work of Jared Kushner. He has developed this relationship with the leader Mohammed bin Salman, and the purpose of it seems to be to run the foreign policy of the United States, like some type of extension of Trump Enterprises here. What we saw previously was that journalist Khashoggi was murdered, chopped up. When no one knows where his body is, it's probably dissolved by the Saudi government, and outrage around the world. And Donald Trump says basically that we're not going to do anything because they buy lots of stuff from us. So I think the message here is clear. If you buy lots of stuff from the United States, if you're a good customer, we'll treat you to whatever you want. I think that's basically the rule of foreign policy at this point. And I think that the Congress is upset and they're looking for something more substantial or a way to block what's going on here.
Now, Mr. Jones, does this mean that maybe in the future, considering the fact that it seems the doors are being opened towards nuclear know-how, would it be possible for the Saudi Arabian government to have access to military nuclear know-how?
Well, they already have the delivery devices, so why would it be such a big step in this direction? The other thing we're seeing here is a very short-sighted policy here. First of all, it's obviously aimed at Iran. Iran gets rid of its nuclear weapons, and then the United States breaks the treaty, and then the United States starts arming Iran's enemies on the other side of the Persian Gulf. What does this say to the rest of the world? What lessons is the United States teaching here? Don't make agreements with Iran. If you want to be secure, don't give up your nuclear weapons. It's that simple. So the Trump administration is encouraging the very proliferation of nuclear weapons that all the previous presidents, whether sincerely or not, tried to rein in.
Thank you very much, Mr. E. Michael Jones, editor of the Culture Wars Online magazine, with his analysis of a word that we have received that the U.S. might be providing nuclear know-how to Saudi Arabia.